Hey guys, welcome back to Keep It Rolling with Keegan. Today we've just got part two of the country tournament series with the guys from my team. This is just the rest of the player profiles because, I accidentally deleted all of the game recaps, but that's alright. So this will be the last one for this series, but that's alright. And we'll have more stuff going for you next week. So sit back, relax. Hope you enjoy this. Peace. Alright, sorry about the music, just had to break it up there for you a little bit. Pretty sick song there, if I do say so myself. Here we've got, back with us, Flynn, the default 2K big, Sullivan, and Sam, white guy, point guard, short ass, Brennan.
That's me.
That's you?
Yep.
So, firstly, we'll start with Flynn.
Yep.
So, man's been playing for like 3-4 years. I used to hate playing against him because he just like fouled the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And it was really big.
Very dirty player.
Still do. So, Flynn, mate, what's been the key to your development over the last 4 years, do you think, to become the exceptional 6'6" big that you are today?
I don't know. I just shoot the basketball around a lot at home, to be honest. Yeah. I don't do much training. Outside of like
on the grind,
our team.
Yeah,
I do actually. Like,
what do you do?
The mic and drill.
Yeah,
fair enough. But I mean, I guess it worked. You like scored 65 the other night.
Yeah, but they didn't have a big
zero threes with 0 threes.
Milo wants to reiterate that point.
Reiterate
that one.
The fact that he scored. You were right.
With 0 threes. Milo's not happy about that.
0-3, 65. Mate, why didn't you go for 80? Were you pushing?
I didn't actually think I had that many points, to be honest. So I thought I was only on like 40 or something. And then I thought it'd be
only 40. Just the usual. He averages 42, so.
But I didn't think it was like anything worth trying for the past 7 minutes. So I just kind of passed around.
Just coasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, passed around.
Oh, I mean, like, passed around. Yeah, but I just coasted for the last quarter. Seven.
Took
minutes.
It nice and wide.
Yeah, could have had 80 though. Yeah, I could have had 100. Just be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Milo probably could have had 100 if he was playing against guards too. So it doesn't really.
Milo's like yes. What's your top score, Milo?
Like all time.
Yeah.
53.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
Nothing compared to 61. Pretty weak. Yeah, she hit some threes. Should I have these two on together? Far out. The trash talk. All right, so don't shoot threes, except you have 3 threes this season.
Did you at least
dunk it?
Three?
No.
Yes, Flynn has 3 threes.
My boy.
Hey.
They were all in. No, I've got like four.
He's got four. No, he has four.
Against who?
Yeah, in the first two games.
In the first two games. Ooh. No, you hit one against us.
Yeah.
Wait,
what do you mean? Local comp or rep?
Local comp.
Oh.
Yeah. Zero in rep.
Zero in rep. Doesn't shoot threes, mate. He goes to the basket. He hooks people with his elbows and he dunks it. No, he doesn't. He lays it up with his big loopy layups.
Yeah, facts.
The sky hooks.
The default 2K. He has the most default dunk package. Mans goes up off one leg and dunks it with one hand.
Holds it with one
with
hand.
With no flair whatsoever. Just puts it in.
WNBA dunk package.
You cannot say that.
Bruh. So Sammy Brennan, on to yourself. How long have you been playing basketball for?
Like under 10s.
So that's why you're so good, even though you're like 5'2".
5'10", first of all. But that's cool. 5'10" and a bit.
Can you touch the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can.
My days.
I think I've seen you touch the ring, eh?
I threw the ball up today and touched the rim with my fingernail, so...
Ooh. How long's your fingernail, Sam?
Tiny, so I was pretty happy.
Has fingernails as long as his finger. Nah. So that's a dunk in my books.
No,
you just laid it and grabbed it and touched the ring.
Yeah, grabbed the net.
Hey, that's a dunk.
Yeah.
But so what do you look to bring in a basketball game yourself? Being so small, what do you kind of bring to make you
being so small?
Like, damn. You're short, so you got to make up for it with skill. So probably one of the most skilled players in the comp. So, you know, you got to make up for the shortness.
So now you're sucking him
with
off.
Skill.
chill.
But so, yeah. So what skills do you look to bring?
Energy, playmaking. Mm? Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Tyson's like, nah. Yeah, so, no, you do.
No, I clearly don't.
Apparently. So what do you kind of... So since you're the playmaker, you know, what's like... When you're bringing up the ball up the floor, what are you looking for to kind of, you know, decide what play you're going to run, what you're going to, you know, make happen?
Who's actually open and who's trying to get open.
Yeah.
And then if no one's open, then I mainly, most of the time, just turn it over.
You sound like someone that I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Hey. Yeah. Just like someone else, but.
Yeah. Do you like to get to the ring at all, or like?
Oh yeah, coming off screens, it's fun.
And yell at refs about them, not calling fouls.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you say that, because today I just wanted to say sorry because I was yelling at the ref after I didn't get a foul call, and then I picked the ball up and threw it at your face, straight in the middle of your head. You were literally 2 feet away from me, and I pegged the ball right at your nose because I was complaining to the ref. I said, "Are you serious?" And then I turn around and you're in front of me, so I peg it with all my strength. And I just wanted to say sorry. Thanks, I didn't get to it at the time. So.
I forgive you. It's okay. I was probably in your way, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So you know. What else do you like to do on the basketball floor other than peg balls at your teammates' heads?
Peg it at the other team's head. Yeah. Score, pass, score. Defend.
Score. Mm.
Yeah. Score.
Yeah,
hey,
shut
look,
up.
Look, he can shoot. He can lay it up. He can floater it. He does these really weird floaters. He jumps and he like maneuvers his body weird, like contorts his body and chucks it and banks it in. He jumps when he dribbles, yeah. The defender's on his ass and he like jumps forward.
Yeah, I love feeling the defender's on my bum when I dribble.
He likes it like that.
No.
Sam actually has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just to let it out, sorry ladies and men if you were interested too.
No.
Sam is taken.
Yet he keeps caressing me silently. He's
touched you once.
Yeah, alright.
Right, so Flinny, mate.
Still caressing me.
So, Flynn.
Again.
Sam, mate, you got a problem here.
I'm not touching you.
Strange addictions.
Keegan, can you pull up the caress counter for Sam?
5 so far.
Yeah, we're at 5.
Oh, he almost went in again. Had to, like, you know, pull out at the last second.
Yeah.
So, Flinny, what are you looking for on the floor to get your buckets?
Guards, normally, in the paint.
Yeah? Mouse in the house?
That's what I like to see.
That's what you like to see? So he can throw his elbows at him.
Someone at elbow height, ideally. yeah, I don't know. Rebounds, too.
Rebounds? Like putbacks?
Yeah, lucky I got Marlo to miss a bunch of shots.
Marlo's just out here trying to diss Flynn.
Blamed.
Honestly, I could not get that amount of rebounds without Marlo.
So shout out to Marlo here. Shout out to Marlo for missing shots. Marlo's trying to blame Tyson. Yeah, so just looking to get, you know, rebounds and off of Milo's missed shots and put it back up and in.
Cheeky little points. I don't like putting effort in to score.
Yeah, we know.
You like to spin and hook people, though.
I do. Yeah. Keegan's experiences.
Mate, I got teed up because of it.
Yeah.
You're tripping, bro.
I told the ref she was tripping. But, yeah. So you get buckets, you elbow people in the face. I think you got some bruises on your elbows you were showing us earlier. He does, I can confirm.
Oh my
days. Man says bruises on his elbows from elbowing
kids'
people.
Noses.
Kids' noses. I experienced it around the neck myself, but yes.
Oops.
Yeah. Thanks,
sorry,
Flynn.
Not sorry.
Sorry. But I mean, he scored 65, so worth it.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Sore elbows and 65 points is
just a day, average day at the office for Flynn.
Yeah, I'd like to put a public claim out to whoever marked all my turnovers on my game. Someone was really salty about me scoring a lot. When on the video replay, and you can mark where the stat had occurred in the game, and someone went through the whole game, watched every single minute of it, and marked all my turnovers.
How many was that, Flinny?
I think I had like four or five. Yeah, only mine.
Just Flint went through.
Yeah, I'm not there was only 10 people in the game, so...
One of them went in and just marked every turnover you had for the entire game.
Yeah.
But just the commitment to watch himself get 65 dropped on him.
Yeah, at no point did that person think, maybe I'm being a bit petty.
Not matter. He just wanted to rub in the turnovers. 65 points doesn't matter.
That's how he got back, yeah.
Yeah, Westbrook numbers, but it's all
Mans
right.
Claps back at Flynn for scoring 65 on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
I mean,
work,
it could have been friendly fire.
Liam's on his team.
Liam's sick of my bullshit. He's been on my team for 2 seasons.
Fed up.
He wants out. He's pulling a Ben Simmons. he wants a trade.
So, Flinny, mate, how long have you been playing 2K? Because you just all your moves are from 2K as a default.
I don't actually play 2K.
You don't play 2K?
I played it for about a month, hated it.
Got all your moves from
Rage
it.
Rage quit.
Yeah. Rage quit. Chucked his controller at the TV.
Not even a month, to be honest. I think I played it for like 2 days.
Fed up.
About 2 hours in total. So if anyone wants to buy 2K, like 2019.
Flinny, so where do you get all your moves from then? Like, how do you develop that, hook, like, loopy layup of yours and your very default dunk?
I like to take inspiration from 1960s NBA players.
That's very true.
Shout out to my homies, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
Hakeem,
yeah.
Hakeem's 90s, man.
Oh, well, he looks old as shit.
So. Mate, I don't see you doing no Dream Shake.
Dream Shake.
That was Hakeem's move.
Oh.
He like
oh, not Hakeem. Yeah, not Hakeem.
Kareem.
Abdul
Russell. Will Chamberlain.
Nice. Jerry West.
George Mikan,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And your jump shot also very default. Who'd you get that from?
Why do you jump on your free throws?
Yeah, man jumps on his free throws.
It goes in.
Yeah. How many free...
Fair.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate interpretation there, Ash.
What did Ash say?
What did Ash say?
No, he was just interpreting my jump shot. I'm going to be honest. That was about right.
Looks like it goes behind his head and he just goes in, mate. Hey, if it goes in, it goes in.
Yeah,
You've got to cock it back, go forwards, jump a bit, goes in.
Yeah, that's sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it goes in.
You took some silly mid-ranges today.
Took some silly mid-ranges.
They were so scary.
How many went in? How many?
All of them, but they were scary.
Yeah, that was scary.
Like, we're down by 4 with 2 minutes to go, and you're shooting a mid-range on a fast break.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm going to come...
6-6 shooting pull-up mid-ranges on the fast break.
I'm going to come clean. I thought it was the third quarter.
Oh, no!
Just dropping some truth bombs on the podcast.
So that's why I was shooting so much.
Because you thought it was a third. You're crazy.
So, Flynn, mate.
Did you get the quarters around?
Do you get very tired during the games,
I actually don't.
You like to wait for cherry picking layups up the other end.
Oh, yeah, I do get tired, actually. Or I just give up on defense. I see bloody Sam giving his third turnover in a row and I give up running up the floor.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Slander to Sam and he's just taking it. No clap back from Sam.
No, I'm cool with
Flynn. He's cool with Flynn.
He crashed round number 6.
Yeah, so Sammy Brennan.
Hello.
Your jump shot is quite quick, it's in front of your face. How do you develop that jump shot yourself?
Well, I used to push it from like my hip.
Yeah.
Like 4-12s, 14s, I pushed it from my hip and I like twisted and it was really ugly. But I don't know, I guess Tyson really showed me how to shoot a basketball.
Tyson.
Yeah, and with his celebration, the bow and arrow, took inspiration of that. So I
kind of now that is actually iconic.
Yeah. That's iconic.
First ever time I hit a three in under 40.
The AIS, by the way, at the AIS.
Ooh.
We were versing Canberra, my first ever game, and I hit a three. And I did the bow and arrow celebration.
Ooh. Buddy runs back on defense and pulls it back and launches it.
Forever got laughed at.
That got
still
still gets laughed at.
Yeah, there's a video of it somewhere.
There's a video of somewhere. We got to find that one day. So, Sammy, your three goes in. Yeah?
Yeah.
It goes in?
Yeah.
Any changes you're looking to make to your jump shot?
Sometimes I don't jump on it.
Sometimes you don't jump on it.
Yeah, like I just forget to jump. You kind of like Tyson. Tyson just shuffles his feet forward. So I probably need to jump
Tyson's
a bit more.
Tyson's so jacked he doesn't need to jump. Man has no legs, he only has arms.
Arms, push it. Goes in.
All you got to do. So, Sammy Brennan, what skills are you looking to develop and bring to this team for the end of the season and then looking to bring to our team next season?
Just the energy, the defensive energy. Signs. Yeah.
I'm not throwing up gang signs.
He keeps on touching me too.
Caress count from Flynn too. And Sam just caressed him back. That's seven for seven.
I didn't caress him at all. I'm just fucking... Oh, shit.
Just grabs the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sammy, anyway, as you were saying, what you're looking to bring?
Yeah, just like defensive energy. Defensive energy. Other energy and playmaking. Just
playmaking.
That sort of
looking
stuff.
Looking to score more points at all?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure?
Take to the hoop.
Yeah, take what the defense gives you there.
Yeah. Big time.
Nice. Flynn's a very submissive position.
This is scaring me. He's hugging the bench.
It's scary. Flynn's giving us a little wink over here, mate. I like that. Alright, that's the end of that interview. Just had to cut that one a little bit short there because our coach came in pretty drunk and some of the guys had to go. But now we've got the last two guys that we're doing player profiles for coming up next. So, yeah. Peace. We just had to throw in a new sound there. So firstly, now for the last guest for the player profiles before the coach, we've got Ash Speedy Gonzalez Garen and Liam Bleached Hair Barclay.
At least he didn't call me homeless.
Man's just like, yeah. Doesn't know what to say.
I don't think I'm homeless.
He doesn't think he's homeless. He's got bleached hair though.
It's fact. Look, could you say shut up?
You're Tyson, man.
We were quiet for you guys.
Yeah, we were quiet for you guys. Who hey, Bash Brothers, man. Alright, so Ash, man, you yourself are Asian and very, very tall.
Yes.
What happened?
What the fuck is that? That's a fair question. I get that question a lot. It is fair. I don't know. My dad's side, completely short, all less than like 5'6". My dad was tall. He was like
so how tall is the milkman? No, I'm kidding.
Nah, he was from my mum's great-great-grandfather. He was like
6'3". Mum's great-great-grandfather?
Yeah, he was like 6'3", and that's the only place I can find my height from.
Valid?
Like 6'5".
You're 6'5", and he was like 6'2".
Yeah.
And they're all Asian, except for your mum's side. They're not Asian, but yeah.
It just came from nowhere.
Man. Valid. Got major hops, but then he got a girlfriend and messed up his knees and all of that. Yep.
I want to
a tall, bouncy Asian. This is new, but... Nah, that's low-key racist.
Nah, it's fine. I get that all the time, don't worry.
I love you, Ash. Ash is a low-key baller. Liam, my man.
Yeah.
So, yourself, you know, clamp guard, except for when you're guarding Tyson because you fucking eat his shoulder.
Fuck you, Gabe.
That's true, though.
Tyson will just,
kill
you.
I know I ate his shoulder. I can't really help it, you know.
No, you can't help
it. If he drops his shoulder, I'm going to flail.
You're going to flail.
And I'm not going to eat the fucking wall or
you
something.
You also ate me on a screen.
Oh, that was...
Yeah,
that was
thanks,
bad.
Myla.
I set a screen. Remember, Myla didn't call the screen. Oh, in the practice, I set a screen on him. Myla didn't call the screen. He just ran straight into me and dropped. Like a sack of potatoes.
Mate, you dropped me because your shoulder went into the side of my head, like my temple.
Hey, I was standing dead still. You went straight into my chest.
I hit you and it fucking hurt.
Yeah, fair.
It looked like it hurt.
Was it Sammy Brennan bringing the ball up?
No, it was Ben.
It was Ben. Ben Horn. You won't hear from Ben Horn. He didn't come.
Rest pause. In peace.
Ben Horn. Ben Hungoat. Yeah, not making a podcast appearance at the moment.
Sadly not.
Yeah, so if you listen to this, Ben Horn, disappointed. You should have joined the team here in good old Maitland. But yeah, so Ash, my man, what are you kind of looking to bring to the team for the rest of this tournament? What have you brought so far? And what's like, what are you trying to bring that's going to change the game and help us win some more games?
So far, I've just brought defense and rebounds. That's all I can really do.
Defense and rebounds.
Some put
energy, backs. Energy. You're always of energy. You're like bouncing around. I love it.
I do. I just sprint back and forth. That's what I do most of the time. Or I keep the bench warm for people.
Me too, man. It's all right.
And what I'm looking to do, I feel like driving more. I want to get a dunk. I want to do it my
fast car or driving like down the lane.
Both, man. I can't wait to get back together.
That was not a great joke.
Milo Loki almost bodied a 6'10 guy, like hit him full body, almost dunked it, back rimmed it.
Keyword almost.
Bullshit. Almost. Should have been a body.
It would.
If he didn't pull the rim down.
Yeah,
if he
didn't just let go.
Bro, it looked nasty though.
It went in and then you held it and just sprung back.
Yeah, that was nasty though. That was nasty.
It was close.
But Ashes, I mean, I think Ashes caught some better bodies, have you?
Yes, last year I got some good bodies.
Yeah.
One wasn't really a body, it was a good oop. It was a good shoulder, but it still counts.
Yeah, it counts.
It was like a standing one as well. Yeah. I brought the rim down on top of it.
The dude like didn't jump.
He didn't jump,
he just stood there.
He just looked up.
Yeah, fair.
That was probably my best highlights.
Yeah, it's pretty good though. Pretty good. A body goes hard.
Body and an oop. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, mans can get up there.
Used to.
Sometimes. Got a girlfriend. But Lee, my man, you're getting close to dunking. You're like 6 foot.
Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna get there?
I'll get there next year.
You reckon?
That's your prediction. By the end of this year, I should be good to go.
Dunking. Like,
every dunk attempt I have, when I actually can get my hand over the ring, is just back rimmed.
Yeah.
Like I remember at school, I was close, and then I just missed it because I'm shit like that.
Yeah.
Are they 10-foot rims?
Yeah, they're 10-foot rims. I'm not that pasty.
You're not that pasty. White ass.
I'm not like Peyton Pritchard pasty to where I can't get up.
Hey, Peyton Pritchard's a bucket. Don't diss my man. Sam Brennan, my fellow Celtics fan. Peyton Pritchard's a bucket, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he agrees. Short ass bucket. But yeah, Ash, so... How long have you been playing basketball for?
Like 8 years.
Eight years.
Since back in 2014, under 10s, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, solid time. Oh, sometimes you just look like a pure bucket, and then other times your shot is rimming out. But
yeah, it's on and off. It's 50-50. Either it's swish or it's air ball.
It's low-key same. I'm a bucket or I'm an air ball, like brick. Yeah. But you look very good when you're good, you know? When you're on, you're like throwing good. That down. You're
yeah, when
shooting
I'm feeling
threes,
it, I
like,
feel
man.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yourself, so you're at Kira High School.
Yeah, sadly.
Sadly? So, you clearly don't enjoy it there.
I enjoy Tyson's company.
He enjoys Tyson's company. That's good. That's a positive. Got to look for the positives, especially when you're at Kira High School.
Even if he's 15.
Even if he's 15.
Underage.
So Liam, you're at Bulleye, yeah?
Yeah.
So how do you enjoy that?
I can't call it shit. It's not terrible.
You've got a lot of basketball players there.
Yeah, we do. We actually have a decent squad. Yeah, although we struggle to beat fucking Wanuna.
Wanuna. Milo's not even listening.
No, I'm Wanuna's glad he's trash, not listening. Brother. He was gonna start yelling at me for some random shit, I don't know. No, we're good. We're good enough to like To make it to the second round and lose to Bateman's Bay, that's always fun.
Lose to Bateman's Bay, that's tough.
We lost to Jimmy and Jack. I'm not ashamed of that.
Not ashamed of that.
I didn't even make it to the second round.
That's right. Nor did I. Five Islands. Good old Five Islands, mate.
I didn't even know they had a basketball thing.
Didn't even know they had a basketball existed. Didn't know the school was there.
No. I didn't know the school existed until you showed up.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't really blame you for that. Hey, that's right. We go hard. People sesh at lunchtime sometimes, but it's all right.
Great school, great environment, great teachers.
Great school, but they're just like smoking. What? Okay.
It's very free.
It's a pretty good school. Very free. It's a good school. It's chill, you know. Injury free. Great garden. It was on Gardening Australia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that garden must have been growing some fun shit.
It's a...
What type of garden?
Bro, we got this EPR permaculture teacher, but... Nah, he's chill.
Definitely
he's a G, bro. He's a G. You got dreads and stuff. He's an absolute G.
Is he white?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's a G, bro. Dreadies.
Yeah, he's probably like a rasta or some shit.
But nah, my school's alright. So Liam, my man.
Yeah.
So you like to shoot threes and play defense so far?
I like to shoot threes, okay.
I mean, you don't like to shoot them, but you're pretty good at shooting them when you do, on kick out threes.
Yeah, I took one today.
That's all right. That's all right. Almost went in. Proud of you for the attempt.
I was like, when are you going to shoot a three? You're open. Stop passing it.
Yeah, stop passing, Liam. Shoot the three, all right? But what are you looking to bring down the stretch here to take this team to the next level and help us win some more games?
Minutes.
Minutes. You need some minutes. Just some court time.
Some court time, bro.
Nah.
We want court time.
What are you gonna bring?
I'll play defense.
Play defense.
And I pass the ball.
You need to pass the ball.
I sometimes make layups.
That's what you need to do in basketball, because people need to pass.
People need to pass. I get boards and pass it out.
Yeah. I blocked the guy who doesn't have a left hand. Actually got my first block in SJL in like 2 months.
Yeah? Nice.
Pretty cool. Bro, shut the fuck up.
Bro, you're that loud, low-key. Tyson and Milo out here, just no respect. The Bash Brothers. Alright, so, Ash.
Yes.
What are you going to bring next season going into Youth League? Are you going to play Youth League?
I'm going to attempt.
You're going to try to play for Youth League? What are you going to bring to make sure that you are, you know, a can't-miss player in Youth League?
I feel like I just need to bring up my shooting. Threes.
Threes.
Because my driving's pretty good. I need muscle.
Need muscle
inside the key. Yeah. There's
gonna
big guys.
Bulk up.
Yeah, I need a bulk up.
That's your strat.
Yeah, bulk up and just work on my shooting.
And now, so you're in year 12, yeah?
Yeah.
So what are you looking to do, moving away from school next year?
I'm gonna take a gap year before uni in 2024.
And
focus
then
on basketball.
What are you looking to do, at uni after that gap year?
Either mechanics or engineering.
Yeah, nice.
Electrician, if...
What kind of job industry do you want to work in?
Probably, like, around cars and mechanics.
Cars. He's got a nice car.
I want to just work. That's my project. Like,
yeah?
It seemed like fun working on it. If not, maybe electrician.
Electrician?
Yeah. That's what my dad was, so I might try and do the same thing.
Yeah, no, nice. So, Liam, you're in year 10.
Yeah.
Enjoying school?
Sorry, I'm young. Okay.
Are you enjoying school?
Yeah, I'd rather get out of that school, honestly. But I got
moved to Kira.
No, I'm not moving to Kira.
Not moving to Kira.
At least one in is like close and doesn't look so shit. Doesn't look like a junkyard.
The school fights are entertaining.
Yeah, so are mine. Mine are pretty entertaining.
It's not like ours.
Mine actually
ours
doesn't. Mine doesn't have school fights.
Yeah, because they're always
high. They're all hippie. They're all smoking.
They're all stoned. Hey, they'll take that as a compliment, all right?
I mean, I wish I went there.
You wish you went there.
It seems peaceful.
Valid.
Not bitches fighting over the random shit.
Liam, you're enjoying school. What are you working on at the moment? What are you going to look to do in year 11 and 12 and then do moving out of school in a couple of years? You don't know?
I got no clue.
No idea.
I'll just go play basketball.
You're going to play basketball?
If I can, like,
that's
go
a good
play
idea.
In fucking Bahrain or some shit, go play in some random league overseas to get out of the country, I'll love that.
Yeah, fair. Just play basketball. That's the plan.
Like, if you can pay me minimum wage to play basketball, I'll do that over getting a high paying job any day.
Yeah, really? For sure.
Yeah, any day.
Even at the cost of a future?
I don't give a shit.
So he will be homeless.
He will be homeless.
Mate, I'll be self sufficient, not homeless. Mate, I'll be an off the grid basketball player. How about
okay.
That?
Off the grid basketball player.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do.
Like,
Off the grid as in homeless?
Yeah.
No home registered.
Just in the hood. In the hood.
Playing at the local PCYC.
Mate, I work at the PCYC. Fuck you.
You do?
Yeah, he refs for the PCYC.
I ref and do admin work there.
Oh, nice. The pay you alright?
Yeah, the pay is fine. The adult comps are terrible because they're all a bunch of whingy bitches who suck at basketball. Mm,
valid.
The ones that they think they can still play.
Yeah, except for Dougie. Dougie's always good.
Dougie, like, my G.
He plays champ bands. He's actually pretty good.
Fair enough.
His name's Doug.
His name's Dougie. Doug can suck my dick, Milo says.
Nah, he'll go dunk on you. He's like
6'8".
He's 6'8", Milo. He's going to dunk on you, bro.
He ain't going to do shit.
He's going to do shit.
No, he didn't. He almost did.
He almost dunked on the 6'10 guy. He's going to, like, remember that for the rest of his life. Hey, guys. He's going to be like 50. Like, guys, did you know when I was 16, I almost dunked on a 6'10 guy?
Oh, my God. I cocked it back.
Like, you're going to be like, it's going to move to, like, you 360 posted this shit out of him.
Nah, he cocked it back harder than what he does with Tyson.
What? Wait, pause?
What? What the fuck, bro?
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, yo. Sorry, please. Yeah, that's a bit weird, man. Why would you say that?
Because I felt like it.
Felt like it. Yeah.
I'm very impulsive. Like, I don't really think about what I do before I do it.
Yeah, so firstly, Ash, then Liam, what really got you into basketball and got you wanting to play basketball and now?
Ash, you go first.
Playing
right.
Playing
say
right.
Something. Ash, me? Okay.
10 years ago, what was it? 8 years ago, sorry. 10. 10 years ago.
Man's 20. I'd just say my dad. He used to play. I used to watch him. He was my inspiration. And then in the backyard, teach me how to do my first crossover.
Hey, spin I like the ball that. My let's finger. Do it. That's a nice story.
One time, my school just randomly decided to make a team, and I joined and just been playing ever since year 4, I think.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
That's some wholesome shit right
that
there.
That is really wholesome. And Liam?
I remember there was some random ass show on Nickelodeon that came on and some girl hit a game winner in a game and I said I want to quit footy and do that. I still haven't hit the game winner.
The game winner, that was it.
That was in start of year 5 and then I started playing at PCYC from there onward.
Yeah.
And yep. Then I actually got decent enough.
And then you joined the Snake Pit.
Yeah, well, ironically enough, I joined and played 16s once as when I was in year 7.
Yeah.
So, like, I played way up than what I was supposed to. Like, all my mates were playing 14s and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was playing 16s already.
Because your school basketball coach.
Yes, good old Steve.
Steve Delaney.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
Man's just, like, doing lines of cocaine in the toilet, I swear to God. He's got so much energy.
No, he's not. Don't disrespect Steve like that.
He's probably got severe ADHD or something. Yeah.
Just yelling at me, telling me to dunk it.
Yelling at you, telling you to dunk it when you can't anymore.
He's telling me that's the only thing I can do. No, I can't
only
do that at all.
Thing you can do.
He chose Xavier Bryman over me because all I could do was dunk and Xavier was just bigger.
Sheesh, bro. That's tough.
Yeah. But I got in here. I'm like, we're both rookies, Keegan, and I got in here as like a 16s top age.
No, I'm an actual rookie. I'm a rookie.
I know, but you played state hockey. I didn't do any of that shit.
Yeah, I played state hockey, guys. Whoa.
Yeah, it's not really a bit of, it's not really a flex, but like, we'll accept it.
What even is hockey?
Honestly, bro.
Hockey in Australia doesn't make sense.
Honestly, you gotta say something now.
About what?
About your basketball. Oh.
I did, I went first.
Oh, fuck, you did too.
Liam, bro, Liam's a bit slow. Right, I think Liam needs to go to bed, so any final comments from you guys?
I'm not going to bed yet.
What are you, like 15?
Liam's 15. Oh, he's 16.
I had my birthday at training.
Well, he's in year 10 as well.
Yeah, Tyson and Liam, the youngins.
Yeah. What are you, Sam?
10.
Sam, you're in year 10?
Yeah. Oh, Sammy.
Everyone here is.
Young boy.
You're 11.
3 year 10s in the team.
What are you in?
Yeah, I'm in year 11.
I'm the youngest on the team.
Tyson's the youngest on the team, 50. But still the most jacked man in Australia. Yeah, so any final comments from you guys that you wanted to add on your player prop?
I hoping we win this country.
Ash goes right back a little while.
All right, guys. All right. Raw, it's okay. I like sucking Tyson's cock, all right?
Tyson, your muscles. Why you suck him off so hard? Pause, Liam, bro.
Liam.
have to be controlled.
You're very impulsive.
You can't even have him on a podcast, honestly, bro. He's just like out here just saying whatever.
Mate, I'll like be formal when we're on topic, but if we're just rambling, I'll say dumb shit. I feel like it.
Alright, guys, stop rambling, alright? Alright, any final comments?
Ash, clap back at him. Come on.
Nah, I'm going to let them slide.
Your 10s and 11s.
I can't what they
like. That's some main shit to you today. Come
like
on.
Little kids that want to, like, to vape and shit.
the kids who want to vape, no? Hey, Sammy's never vaped.
Sammy's
clean. He's a good boy.
You can tell. Sammy's a good boy. He's a privileged white boy.
He's a privileged white boy. Alright, guys, any final comments?
I just hope we win this weekend.
Hopefully we can win. I like that.
If we can come back celebrating, then we can have a good talk about team basketball.
Team basketball, guys. All right, that's it.
Yeah,
Well, thanks for coming on, so everyone can get to know.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Yeah, sweet. Wow. Peace. All right, guys, that's all we got for the podcast today. The coach didn't end up coming on this time, but he may come on at a later date. We'll just wait and see, I guess. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Sorry about all the background noise because we were just, in a room all together and there was parents outside. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty fun to record and I quite enjoyed listening back to it. So I hope you do too. Yeah, have a great day. Peace.